Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr. Despite Gold's effort, Rocky, Mitch, and Marla entered the underground city. There they learned that Anand Yan was still alive and the people of Vintum were ready to revolt. Meanwhile, Gold orders a house-to-house search for Rocky and the others. As he and Yeru stand together in the palace discussing the latest report, a soldier rushes in and tells them that there are riots in the city.
Perhaps we should leave, Vintum.
Leave it?
At once.
Have you gone mad?
We might not have a chance later on.
My dear Yeru, do you imagine that I cannot crush a few miserable rioters?
You did not up north, sire.
That is not here. I have already sent reinforcements to our men. Surely they can put down a little rising like this.
But is it small?
Of course it is.
It could quickly spread over the entire city.
There is little chance of that. The yells of that mob will be silenced, I promise you. I told my men to act ruthlessly.
Who would dare start this trouble?
That is obvious. It is the work of Rocky Starr. No Venusian could turn the people against us so soon after that purge.
Bakhtiyan could.
Not from a prison cell, you.
No, perhaps not. Sire, that purge evidently was not a success. Too many of our enemies escaped it.
So it would seem.
You know, I still feel it would be a good idea if we left Vintum.
Must you harp back to that, you?
These riots could be dangerous for us.
How can they be? The army is loyal, is it not?
As far as I know, yes. But even armies have been defeated by a rabble such as this.
For the last time, you, I remain in Vintum. I shall stay and force these people to cry for mercy.
Or die.
What?
Have you not thought of that, sire? Once people's emotions are inflamed, it generally ends in bloodshed.
To hear you, one would think that we were already defeated.
I am not saying that, sire.
Not in actual words, but your faces. I tell you, we can handle this trouble.
Say the army turns against us.
Why should it? The men are well paid, well fed.
Yeah. Some of the best fed men in history have been traitors.
I would not care if the entire army deserted.
You would not care, but sire, it would be the end of everything.
Oh, no, you.
It would, and you know
I have soldiers even more powerful than any Venusian. My robots.
Your robots?
With them, I can crush this stupid uprising easily. They obey my every command without question. However, I do not feel that I will have to use them. Our soldiers will deal with the rioters.
Yes, I had forgotten your robots, sire.
Is that why you wanted me to run away?
I had no intention of deserting
you. You liar!
Listen to me, Gold.
No, you listen to me. I intend to remain in Vintum. You may do as you wish.
Naturally, I shall stay.
I thought that you might. You, we can overcome all our difficulties. I will have the Venusians back under my thumb shortly.
And Rocky Starr?
I have not forgotten him. He will come to my palace in search of Anne Vernon, and we must be ready for him. I want you to move her and Vokyan from their cell to another. Then we shall set a trap for all of them, one from which they cannot escape.
Here is what we need.
I can't understand why Gorg hasn't killed us.
Neither can I. When we were first brought here, I expected to die any moment. I'm now beginning to wonder whether we will.
This is a sudden change, Jan. And a few hours ago, you were sure we were all doomed.
That was before Marla told me their escape from the harbor. While Rocky is alive and free, there is still hope for us.
Oh, I can't get used to this thought transference. It's so uncanny. You're miles away from Marla, and if you speak to her, it's as though you're in the same room.
Telepathy is a wonderful thing, Anne. We have developed it greatly on Venus.
Can anyone learn the secret of it?
Why not? It's just all a matter of concentration and... Wait. Someone is outside.
Jan, could we rush whoever comes in and get away?
Depends how many there are.
We know. The door's open. It's you.
With quite a few soldiers. What do you want? Do not be afraid. You will not try to escape.
I am just making certain that you cannot.
Oh, you're still alive.
Are you disappointed?
Very. It would save us a lot of trouble if you two died. However, I'm not here to speak of that.
Why are you here, then?
We're moving you to another cell.
There's no way out of this one.
Nor of your next home, Bakhtiyan. On your feet and walk out the door. Try to run away and you'll be shot.
Where are you taking us?
to a place that Rocky Star will never find.
Don't be too sure of that.
But I am. Besides, he will never get into the palace. The moment he shows himself, it will be the end of him.
Along this way.
Don't drop behind, Marla.
I am with you.
Come on, faster. Make like you're the Furbridge Flat. Dog's mob is right in our heels.
Come on, save your breath and run, Mitch. Around this corner.
Say, thank God. Much further, I'm all in, I said.
All right, this'll do. Come on, crouch low in this doorway.
Oh, boy, that was sure some sprint. I've had it.
I feel my heart will burst.
Yeah, mine too. Boy, was we lucky. We nearly walked slap bang into some of Gorg's mob, you know.
Well, we seem to have given them the slip, Mitch.
Yeah, well, they won't be far behind us. I expect to see them poke their noses around this way any ticket o'clock.
No, I don't think they'll bother searching for us. They'll be far too busy trying to break up the riot.
Yeah, but surely busy sounds like a little war.
Yeah. You know, all this trouble suits me. It'll give us a chance of searching the palace and getting in there unseen.
Say, you know, I didn't know your pals would turn on a show like this, Mama.
Oh, this is definitely their only excuse for bigger things.
Such as?
The attack on the city arsenal.
I wondered whether they'd try to get control of that.
Well, they will have to. It's hard to revolt without weapons.
You push on, Rocky?
Well, we might as well, Mitch. We seem to have lost gold, men.
Yeah, it's all quiet hereabouts. Which way we go, Mama?
To your right.
Uh-huh.
With luck, we shall be at the palace gate within a few minutes. We go to the north gate. There will be a guard waiting there. He will lead us to Anne's cell.
Are you sure this is the right gate?
Of course it is.
Well, I can't see no guard no place.
That is strange.
Hey, maybe there's been a slip-up, huh?
No, no. People are scared ahead of him.
Yeah, but he might have...
Wait a minute, Mitch. There's a guard now.
Is he wearing a white ribbon?
Huh? Yes, he is.
He is our man, then.
Well, what next? Should we walk straight over to him?
Why not? You'll be expecting us.
No, that's too risky, Muller. We can't afford to be captured now.
Quit worrying. This ain't a trap.
No, perhaps not. Yet it all seems too easy.
You've been arranged. Come on, let's go.
All right, but watch your step.
Look, he's not. That's definitely
a father. Robinson, you two walk on my left.
Uh-huh.
I'll keep him covered until he gives the password.
Yeah, well, he must be on our side, Rocky, because he's opening the gate.
Yes, yeah, just the same. I'm not taking any chances, Mitch.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You bet I am.
He's a weird-looking touch, isn't he?
All right, from now on, leave the talking to Marla.
Votian. Era ro idu?
Yete vani bima patretona lek.
Odio evon kare.
Wolofen. Yara kisi toreg ned rosu ateb ni sere siro.
Duk.
Where's he going?
He's just too hurry. It is Dennis us to be seen here. He will take us to Anne and Votian. They have been moved to another cell.
Yara.
Come along. He's impatient.
Where's that guard, Mitch?
Just ahead of us, why?
I don't want to lose him. We'll need him to lead us out of these dungeons.
Yeah, well, you can say that again. What are you saying about walking in circles?
Marla, ask him how much further.
See here, Nan.
On et rec ustad gondola era.
He says it is just along here.
Good.
Yeah, well, I wish they'd light these tunnels with electricity. You can't see where you're walking in this torchlight.
This
is a cellar.
What are we waiting for? Let's get them out of this smelly hole.
Is there a lock on the door?
Nah, just a series of bolts.
All right, fix them open. The sooner we get them out, the better.
Not so loud. Not so loud.
Oh, sorry, Bob. That one slipped. There we are.
All right. Mala, tell the guard to keep watch and warn us if anyone comes.
Yes, I will very well.
Good.
You take the Ragnan. Lucky Neno Semok.
Hey, he's a real hap character, that guy, you know.
All right, come on.
Hey, come on, let's open the door. We're wasting enough time.
Who's that? Rocky!
Don't make any noise, either of them.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you.
Chica, you can't see much in this light, but I'm just as pretty as ever. Hey, this cell fit like a film studio.
Jan, you are not harmed.
No, Mala.
Really, really?
Hey, look, let's cut out the cackle and scram, huh?
That's a pretty good idea, Mitch. You never know who might turn up.
Well, come on. I feel kind of tired.
So do I.
My legs are so heavy.
Who laughs then? Who's that?
It is I, Miss. Giggling grasshopper.
Gorg.
Yes, me.
But you're the guard who let us in here.
Yes. It was rather clever of me.
Haggard by this latest development, Rocky and the others stare helplessly at the closing madman. Suddenly, with a yell, Mitch tries to rush their tormentor. What will happen now? Can they fight their way out of this trap? And will the riots and Vincent be crushed? There is drama ahead in the next exciting chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.